So last time we discussed Pasavabhikisnin, and we're going to continue that discussion a little more, and also Be'ezras Hashem beginning the next sugya of Nimlach. So one of the interesting things about Pasavabhikisnin is that you have the same food with two brachos on it. In other words, sometimes it's a mizonos and sometimes it's hamotzi. And the question is, do we really look at it as two types of food, or is it two brachos on the same food? So the Rashba on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, it's on page Resh Lamed Zayin in the Moseh Rav Kook edition, addresses this question. And he's talking about a different issue, but he writes, as we know, some Rishonim hold that depending on how much you eat of something, it might get a different bracha. And the Rashba says it doesn't make any sense. Two different types of foods have two different brachos, but there's no such thing as the same food having two different brachos, depending on how much you eat. Now then he says, but one second, what about Pasavabhikisnin? Isn't that exactly what we say? If you eat a lot, then it's hamotzi. If you eat a little bit, it's mizonos. So he answers, that's not a raya. Lohi, depasababikisnin, kilo mivarchinan ale hamotzi, afilu alachilas kizayas, hainu mishum de chashvinan le, kemishtanim emino. In other words, that's actually, ironically, two different minim. It sounds like it's one food, but it's actually two different foods. Why? What does that mean? V'teida lecha, sh'arei b'pas de'alma mivarchin alei hamotzi b'kizayis v'pasva b'kisnin lo mivarch ala bar b'nei mizonos. Ela dikshkovei alav su'uda aso k'pas de'alma v'afilu lo kava su'uda alav el shachol k'dei k'fiyos acherim gamkein harei hu oso k'pas de'alma. So essentially what's he saying? Very fascinating thing. If you eat a small amount of Pasavabhikisnin, it's one type of food. If you eat a large amount, we halachically view it as a different type of food. But it's not the pshat that the same food has two different brachos. There's no such thing as the same food having two different brachos depending on how much you eat. And so when you eat a lot, you make hamotzi because it's lechem. Now, this would explain why, when you have Pasavabhikisnin during a meal, at least according to some Rishonim, according to all, I guess, at different points, it's not covered by the hamotzi at the beginning of the meal. In other words, there are some times where in the middle of the meal, you'll have to actually make a mizonos on Pasavabhikisnin. According to Rashba, that's actually pretty limited. So this raya, ironically for the Rashba, wouldn't be as good of a raya. But how could it be? You made a hamotzi. The answer is that when you're eating it b'toras snack, so then it's not bread. And therefore you didn't make a bracha, your hamotzi doesn't necessarily potter it. Now it could be that the Rashba's l'shitaso, this is a hara that Jason Finkelstein made to me. Jason Finkelstein was my chavusa the last time I learned Ketzer Mivarchin. Probably a lot of the ideas that I have from then are from him. But anyway, he thought that maybe the Rashba was L'shitaso by Netilas Yadayim for Pasavabhikisnin. The Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Nun Ches writes, it's mistaber that if you have Pasavabhikisnin, even if you're going to be making hamotzi, you don't have to wash. But then he writes, Umiyu Kashabe Inai. Sorry. Yeah. Sha'al lechem echad be'atzmo pam yitzdarech lo netilas yadayim upam lo yitzdarech. The Rashba holds that it depends. If you're having it as a meal, so then you wash. If you're making a motzi, you wash. If you're not having it as a meal, then you don't wash. That's the Rashba's view. And the Beis Yosef says it's shver. How could that be? How could it be that the same food, sometimes you have to wash on it, sometimes you don't? So it could be that the Rashba would answer, no, that's not true. It's two different types of food. It's not the same food. It's two foods. And therefore, for the Rashba, when you're having it as a meal, it's bread, and so therefore you wash. And if you're having it as a snack, it's not bread, and therefore you don't wash. A similar idea to the Rashba could be found in the Ritva, on Mem Aleph on the base, and Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where he writes that if you have less than a shir she'achirim kovim sud aleihem, pasav abekisnin is considered to be eaten. In one place he says toras peros, in another place he says toras daisa. Whereas when you eat more than a meal amount, then it's considered toras lechem. In other words, the Ritva, like the Rashba, sounds like this is two types of foods. Again, obviously in the physical sense it's the same food, but halachically view this as two different foods. What's interesting, though, is that according to the Ritva, it's not 100% two different foods. Why? Because on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the Ritva said, yeah, I'll take your question in 1 minute. Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the Ritva writes that let's say you have Pasa Baba Kisnin, Bataras Peros. So then you have to make a mizonos in the middle of the meal. But let's say you're Koveya Sudan Pasa Baba Kisnin and you made Hamotzi, right? In other words, my meal is, is crackers or cookies or something like that. So I washed and I made hamotzi on my cookies. And then I have cookies or some other type of pasapas v'kisnin for dessert, right? So do I make a mizonos now? If I had washed on bread, then I would make a mizonos on the pasa baba kisnin for dessert. If I washed, though, on pasa baba kisnin, then I don't make a mizonos on it. Now, if you really took this idea of the Rashba and the Ritva to its full extent, then maybe you would think, that you should also make a mizonos for dessert. Because after all, the pasa baba kisnin you ate for the main course was toras pas. And the pasa baba kisnin you're eating for dessert is toras peros. So therefore, you should make another bracha. And the Ritva says no. So that would seem to indicate that he's treating it as one type of food with two brachos. And since you already made a bracha on pasa baba kisnin, that covers all your pasa baba kisnin. We're not treating it like bread. However, there might be another explanation for this that we'll see in a couple minutes, which is that maybe fundamentally it's still two types of food, but we go basar tchila sachila. And that's something that we're going to talk about in just a minute. But let me first take Moshe's question.
Yeah, okay. Something on the, which would be, I think, shared according to the Rashba. This is from an example I had from learning the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say a person has pasa baba kisnin less than the shir kaviyah suda. That, I mean, he makes some mizonos intending to eat less than kaviyah shir suda.
We're going to get there. No, then you change your mind.
Yeah, and you change your mind. You're not going to have from that point till the end.
Yeah. We're going to get there.
So you made a mizonos at the beginning and you have to bench at the end.
We're going to get there. Okay. We'll get there.
All right.
That question's right on target. Let's get there.
Okay.
So at least the Rashba and the Ritva, to some degree, we see that we see these as two different foods. Now, you might say, well, this is a very strange idea, that one food should be considered two different foods. Perhaps, though, we have even a more extreme example of this in the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. I think hopefully some of you have seen this already, by wine, where we say that if you make a bracha on wine lishros, let's say in the middle of the meal, you drink some wine to help you get down your food or digest your food or whatever that is, and then you want to have another cup of wine after the meal lishdos, so it's a machlokas whether you need to make another bracha on it, and we paskin that you do make another bracha on it. And what's the pshat? So the Ritva writes, because sometimes wine is ochel, and sometimes wine is mashka. When you drink wine to help get your food down, like in the middle of the meal, so then that wine is ochel. And when you drink wine after you've done your meal, because you want to drink, so that wine is mashka. And so when you make a bracha on ochel, it doesn't cover mashka. That's the Ritva Shita. It's an interesting question. What about for other foods? Bezos Hashem, when we get to Mem Beis and Beis, we'll address that question. What is it? But one way or the other, that's the way the Ritva understands it. So it could be the same thing for Pasuk Baba Kisnin. Sometimes it's Lechem, sometimes it's Peros. Yes, Yosef.
Maybe, Rabbi, this is what you're referencing when you say, what about by other foods? But L'chor Shani Hasam, because we already know Yayin, we saw much earlier that it's Soed, right? It's Zayni Tvei, in a certain sense, we would have had a Hav, maybe it can be a Kovei Asuda on it. So it almost has like a meal.
So why should that make a difference? In other words, all I'm trying to bring from there is a similar type of concept, which is we have one substance, namely wine, right? Physically, it's the same thing. Sometimes you drink it b'toras alcohol, sometimes you drink it b'toras nashka. And therefore, not only that, it's a much bigger chiddush than Pasuk Baba Kisnin. Pasuk Baba Kisnin, we're saying it's two different foods, but it's at least two different brachos. By wine, it's two different foods halachically. It's the same food physically, but two different foods halachically with the same bracha. But still, we paskin that the bracha on one doesn't pater the other. So that's what I'm trying to show, is that this concept that you could have the same physical food, but halachically we view it as two different foods, depending on the context in which it's eaten, we see elsewhere. That's number one that I'm proving. And again, in that case, it's even more of a chiddush because it's both cases are bar piyag ofen, and still you need to make a bar piyag ofen twice on the same food because once it's toras machol, once it's toras mashka. Now, other Rishonim don't put it that way. Other Rishonim say that it's because the shtiel achar sud is more chashev. So from there, you might not have as much of a raya. But and we'll return to that sugya b'siyata d'shmaya. I'm bringing it just as an illustration that this might not be the only example where we have this concept of the same food really halachically being treated as two foods. Yes, Moshe.
Yeah, if the wine is drunk lishros and it's toras ochel, then why doesn't hamotzi cover it? Because you're not.
That's the Gemara shaila, because it's koveya bracha latma. The Gemara says really hamotzi should cover it, except since yain is koveya bracha latma.
Isn't it wine when you're drinking for the sake of drinking it? Right now it seems to be.
Adarabba. The Gemara's, the pashtus is that whole kasha, the Gemara's only a shaila, perhaps when you're coming yayin lishros, because that's when it should be covered by the hamotzi. Could be that the Gemara didn't have the shaila about wine that you're drinking at the end of the meal, nothing to do with the meal. That's obviously not covered by the bread. The Gemara shaila of why doesn't wine require bar piyag ofen is dafk about yayin lishros, to which the Gemara answers, you're right, it should be covered by hamotzi, but since it's kovela brach latzmo, they gave it that chashivos, it's not covered. Okay. But that's as I said, that's the Gemara later on. I'm just bringing a possible dimyon for this idea. Now, if you look at the Rashba, back on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, he quoted the Raifit, who said, less than a kazayis of bread, so you make a mezonos on, and main shalosh. And the Rashba asked, how could that be? How could that be? We don't find this idea that the amount you eat ever changes the bracha, right? Which is why he says the pshat pasuk baba kisnin, it's two different foods. It could be, though, that the Ravid holds that it's not true, that a lot of times the same food will sometimes have one bracha if you're eating it a more chashuv way, and sometimes have less, a different bracha if you're eating it a less chashuv way. So he holds that when it comes to bread, you eat less than a kazayis mezonos, more than a kazayis hamotzi. We actually even saw some Rishonim hold that all foods less than a kazayis are shahakol. The Ravid doesn't hold that for all foods, but he does say that by hamotzi. He says hamotzi for when it comes to bread, bread only gets hamotzi if it's a chashuv eating. So when it comes to true bread, you have to eat a kazayis. Less than a kazayis is a mezonos. When it comes to pasuk baba kisnin, then to get a hamotzi, it needs to be shir kfiya suda, less than it is mezonos. In other words, the Ravid seems to hold the opposite of the Rashba and Ritva. Now, the Rashba and Ritva say that every food always has one bracha. The amount you eat never determines which bracha it makes. And the Ravid is saying, no. The Ravid is saying, at least when it comes to bread, anytime it's an achila chashuva, it's hamotzi, non-achila chashuva mizonos. And that's going to be the pshat, that when pasav b'kisnin, less than kadek v'yasuda will be a mizonos. Now, that so that it's not clear that's what the Ravid holds, but it could be that's the machlokas over here, right? Another Rishon that I think is going to be in the first school of thought, the Rashba Ritva school of thought, that actually it's, we treat Pasa Baba Kisnin as two different types of foods when you're Koveya Suda or not, is Rabbeinu Yonah. How do I know that? Because Rabbeinu Yonah writes concerning that which Rosh Hashanah says. Rosh Hashanah said, Ein lecha davar shetan bracha alefanav, the lol acharav chutz mi Pasa Baba Kisnin. That was Rosh Hashanah said. So he quoted Rabbanei Tzarfas, who said that we're talking about a case where you had Pasa Baba Kisnin at the end of the meal. At the end of the meal. And in that case, you make a, it's not covered by the Hamotzi, but it is covered by the Birkas Hamazon. And Rabbeinu Yonah comments that Nirla Mori Harav, Lahamid Adavar Be'emtza Suda, Mamish. No, the Gemara sounds like Pasa Baba Kisnin gets a bracha even b'socha suda, just like by fruits. V'achika amar, ein lecha davar sheba b'socha suda, v'ton bracha lefanav, v'ein ton bracha l'acharav, ela Pasa Baba Kisnin, shezeh ha-pas kevan she'eno mazon, ela mine mesikos, she'en she'esh bo, that the hamotzi doesn't cover the Pasa Baba Kisnin. Why? Because Pasa Baba Kisnin isn't mazon. Even though after your Pasa Baba Kisnin, you're going to eat more pas. Now, what does he mean when he says Pasa Baba Kisnin isn't mazon? If it's actually not mazon, why could you say Bar Avinei Mizonos? So I think what he means is that the Iker Maichal here is Mesikos. It's not the flour, Shabbat. Yes, you're going to make a Mizonos, because that's the rule that we have called Sheeshbo Mechameshis, meaning Dagan Mevarchan Al Bar Avinei Mizonos. But basically, it's Mesikos. And therefore, like he says, it's not Nichlal in the Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz. So it's basically the same as peros. And therefore, just like peros in the middle of the meal require their own bracha, so too, Pasa Baba Kisnin. And this is really what we saw in the Ritva, that when you, Pasa Baba Kisnin are Torah's peros, and Ad Kedeka, that when you have it in the middle of the meal, you'll make a mizonos. So again, Rabbeinu Yonah also seems to have this idea that Pasa Baba Kisnin could be two different foods depending on the context. And another place that... Another thing this might explain, and I don't want to go into this too much now, but we talked about this last time a little bit. What's the din when you had a shear that fills you up, but it's less than the shear kviya suda, average kviya suda? So we saw it's a machlokas Rambam Ravid. Rabbeinu Yonah holds like the Rambam that you make a al hamechia still. Now, we asked the Shiloh last time if it's actually pas on a deraisa level, how does al mechia work? Well, it could be that the pshat is that no, it's not pas. In other words, when you eat less than the shear, then you've eaten less than a shear, you haven't even eaten pas. That's an interesting chiddush, but that could be another manifestation of this. Okay, so far what we've seen is, again, a number of Rishonim will clearly say Pasa Baba Kisnin is treated as two different foods, and that's why it gets two different brachos. So it could be that the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, no, it's the same food. If you eat chashav achila, it's hamotzi, and the last chashav achila, it's mizonos. Now let's turn to the question that Moshe brought up just a couple minutes ago, which is a great, seemingly an application of this question, which is, what's the din if you started off planning to... have a snack, and then so you made a mizonos and Pasa Baba Kisnin, and then you decided, you know what, you're going to eat make this into a meal, or at least eat a shir shachem kovin ala suda. What do you do at this point? Now, there are three possible options over here of what you could do. Possibility number one is at this point, I'm going to have to make a motzi, right? Because now, since this is my meal, so all the subsequent, let's say it's cookies, right? So I ate three or four cookies, and then I decide, you know what, I'm going to eat another 8 or 10 cookies. We'll talk about maybe when we do Shulchan Aruch practically how much you need, but let's assume that 10 cookies is certainly enough. So you're going to eat another, we'll say it like this because there's a difference. Let's say the Shir Kfiya Suda is 10 cookies. I ate 4 cookies and then I decide to eat another 6. So what do I do? So possibility number one is I make hamotzi now for my other 6. Why? Because these are bread, right? And this is especially compelling if you learn like the Rashba, because anytime it's and the Ritva and the Rabbi Yonah, anytime you're eating a Shir Kfiya Suda, then this is bread. So now my cookies transformed, as it were, from snack to bread. Now it's bread, now it's pas, and I should make a motzi now. That's option one. Option two is to say, no, if I'm gonna eat another 10 cookies, if I ate 4, I'm gonna eat another 10, then I would make a motzi, because when it's 10 cookies, it requires a motzi. But if I'm only gonna eat another 6, so then I don't make a new bracha. And the third possibility is that even if I'm going to eat another 10 cookies, it doesn't matter. Since I made a bracha on cookies and that bracha was chal, I don't ever make another bracha. So those are three possibilities. Since Moshe mentioned the position of the Mishnah Berurah, we'll mention the Mishnah Berurah's position first, and then we'll go back and see what the Rishonim actually say. So the Mishnah Berurah chooses the middle option. The Mishnah Berurah says it depends. If you're going to eat another 6 cookies now, then you don't make a new bracha. You stick with your mezonos. If you can eat another 10 cookies now, then you do make a hamotzi. This is also the Pesach of the Magen Avraham and the like, right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, as I noted before, you might have said that if you learn like the Rashba and the Ritva and the Rabbi Yonah, all the Rishonim that we saw before, so you shouldn't say this. I should say hamotzi, because right now the remaining 6 cookies are bread, right? And if the remaining 6 cookies are bread, I should make a hamotzi. And especially if you think you're going to have to make another bracha regardless. The Mishnah Berurah, this gets into another issue, thinks that when you change your mind, it's automatically going to be nimlach. So the Mishnah Berurah says if you had 4 and you're going to have another 6, you have to make a mezonos. You make a second mezonos. It's not obvious why it should be nimlach. Mishnah Berurah says, of course it's nimlach, because obviously I initially planned to only eat 4, and now I that's why I made a mezonos. Could be that it depends when you change your mind. It's only a nimlach if you decided you were done and then you decided to have more. But we're not going to get into this again nimlach now. Anyway, so leave out the nimlach issue. But actually, that's what the Mishnah Berurah would say. The Mishnah Berurah would say, yeah, you had 4, you made a mezonos, you had 4, make another mezonos, have the next 6.
I don't remember him saying that, actually.
So look at the Shar Tzion.
Okay.
In the Mishnah Berurah himself, he doesn't say that. He says, if it was nimlach, then you'd make a mezonos. And in the Shar Tzion, he says, and I think it should always be nimlach, and I don't know why the Achronim didn't say that. He's disagreeing with the Machtzah Shekel over there. Mm-hmm. Right? The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, if you want to take a look at it, it's Kuf Samach HaSifkan Chaf Vav. Aval Hamotzi Ein Tzach Levarich Amash Nimlach Lechol Kevan De'ein B'mash Emun Ochofan Av Acher Shenimlach Shir Kfi Yasuda El B'yachad Imash Achol Kfar V'im B'emes Yeh Shir Kfi Yasuda B'mesh Lo Achol Adayin Tzach Litol Yadav Ulevarich Hamotzi Val Tzach Lam Virchaz Mazon. And then in the Shar Tzion, he says, he doesn't know why the Machtzah Shekel says, if you're Nimlach, he thinks it should always be Nimlach. Okay, Ein Sham. Now, as I said before, L'chayra, if you're learning like the Rashba, the Ritva, Rabbeinu Yonah, then you shouldn't say that. You should say, I should make Hamotzi now. Right? Maybe, though, you could be Doch. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah Shita also makes sense according to the Rishonim. Why? Because maybe we'll say that we look at the Tchilas Achila, because the Brachas Chal and the Ochal, even though the ochel, as it were, switched its nature, its status, it as it were, turned into something else in the middle of the achila, but we still look at the beginning. Though, again, that's not so pasha, because you're actually going to make 2 brachos here in the case that it's nimlach. Lemashal. Let's say again, I ate these 4 cookies. So we look at the remaining six. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to look at it. But it's a big chiddush, the Mishnah Berurah. Now, is there any evidence for this in Rishonim? So if we look at the Ritva talks about something similar. The Ritva on Mem Aleph on the base sounds like, actually, he would say the third possibility, that even if you're going to eat another 10, you wouldn't make Hamotzi. Why? Because the Ritva talks about the following Shiloh. Let's say at the beginning of my meal, I ate Peros Machmas Hasuda to fill me up. According to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Ritva, you don't make a bracha on those Peros. This we saw as a two deos in the Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes, Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rash. But the Ritva assumes that your Hamotzi covers it. So at the beginning of the meal, I have some Peros. Those Peros are meant to fill me up. I don't make a Bori Pri Hayitz, right? And then at the end of my meal, I'm going to eat Peros Latinog Balma. And generally speaking, Peros Latinog for dessert do require a Bori Pri Hayitz. So the question is, do I make a Bori Pri Hayitz now, right? So I would say, yeah, anytime you're having Peros for dessert, they're not covered by the Hamotzi. So of course, I have to make a Bori Pri Hayitz on the Peros I'm eating for dessert. The Ritva says, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. Because since you ate Peros at the beginning of this meal, and those Peros were covered by the Hamotzi, because those Peros were eaten to fill you up, so we go baser the Trilas Achila, and therefore, you don't even have to make a Bori Pri Hayitz on the Peros you eat at the end. And the Ritva says the same thing for Pasa Baba Kisnin. Let's say at the middle of the meal, at the beginning of the meal, I ate Pasa Baba Kisnin B'toras Pas, and then at the end of the meal, I want to eat Pasa Baba Kisnin B'toras dessert, B'toras Chinuach. So he writes, Shekevan Shenifteru Peros Elu V'hor Shalech Omehen Kozman Shalom Nimlach Bachilasan Och V'holech Mehen V'afilu Achar Sudaso. So if so, you could argue that this would be also against the Mishnah Berurah, but the other direction. We first wanted to argue against the Mishnah Berurah and say, no, even if you're going to only eat six, you should have to make Hamotzi because now it's bread, right? Now we're saying, at least based off of the Ritva, that Adaraba, if you want to eat 10, you don't even have to make a new bracha, right? Again, what did the Mishnah Berurah say? He chose the middle option. He said, you ate four, now you're going to eat six more. So you don't make Hamotzi. But if you need 10 more, you do make Hamotzi. So I said, maybe according to the Rashba, you should have to make Hamotzi if you're going to have six more. Not clear. Now I'm going to say, according to the Ritva, you don't even have to make Hamotzi if you're going to have 10 more. Why? Because just like we say for Peros, if your Hamotzi covered your Peros at the beginning of the meal, even that when you have Peros for dessert, it's still covered by that Hamotzi, even though normally Peros for dessert would get their own bracha. So too, since you made a Mizonos on Pasa Baba Kisnin, even though I'm not going to have 10 more, they're covered. They're covered. Unbelievable. And he writes like this, Tei Delecha, this is the Ritva again, Shehare Pasa Baba Kisnin, Kshubah achar seuda shalom achma seuda tuna bracha lefaneha letzach levarich bar minim zonos ukshadim kaveh seuda so aleha levarich alaya motzi uvaso shalosh brachos nimtza pas zu pa'amim toras pas aleha legamri pa'amim toras peros lo mar she'enu niftara bebirkas ha'pas. He says like this, a very fascinating thing, right? If you go ahead and you made Hamotzi and Pasa Baba Kisnin, and then you're going to have different Pasa Baba Kisnin for dessert, it covers that. Even if you made Hamotzi and bread, it wouldn't cover the Pasa Baba Kisnin for dessert. Why? The idea seems to be that whatever the initial Achila is fixed at the time of the beginning, in which case it's also against the Mishnah Berurah. And it could even be then, that you'd say the same thing for the Rashba. Now, the truth is, the Rashba also discusses a very similar type of question like this, a very interesting Shaila. The Rashba, this is on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So he writes like this. This is the same Rashba we keep on coming back to, the one where he summarizes it. Nimtza Achshav Psaka and Shal Dvar. He writes, V'nira Shem Hischil Lechol Mehem B'socha Suda. You start eating fruits B'socha Suda. V'nimshecha Achilasan Ad Lachar Suda. Gam Osan Shach Lachar Suda. Ein Tom Brach Lachareyen. Shena Kol Holech Ela Achar Shas Ela Achar Haschalas Achilasan. The Rashba at the beginning wants to say like the Ritva. That what do we look at? Haschalas Achila. Right? Again, is everybody clear the case we're talking about? I eat peros at the beginning of the meal in a way that's covered by the motzi. Now I want to eat peros for dessert. So the Rashba initially says, we go basar shas haschalas achila, and you don't need to make a bracha. But then he says, oh, you know what? I think actually it's a machlokas in Yerushalmi. And then he says, I want to bring a raya actually that you do need to make a new bracha. What's his raya for the gemara that we talked about earlier? That if you made a bracha on yayin lishros, and then afterwards you have to make, you want to have yayin lishdos, then you do need to make a new bracha. So memela, there, right? It's the same food, yayin, but it's eaten in two different ways. And we say it needs two different brachos. So too, the peros. It's the same food, but if I'm eating it in two different ways, at the beginning of the beginning I ate it for Torah's meal, so it's covered by the hamotzi, but for dessert I eat it for Torah's kinuach, it's not covered by hamotzi, I should need to make a new bracha. So he changes his mind. He goes against the ritva at the end of the day. Then he writes, "Mi hamashma de pshita de chol shabal lafeis afal bishochom yimenu b'socha suda levado below pas she'enu tzarach levar chalav dadai malafeis bo esa pas v'dachem lafsin shochol mehen b'socha suda k'tzas below pas v'chozer malafeis ben od pas u'vizet kasul toskim." Says maybe at the end you sort of are still eating it that way, but lemaisa fundamentally it sounds like he says that it can switch in the middle, right? It can switch in the middle. So if that's true, so then we have here a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ritva, whether we go basar tchila sachila, that's the Ritva, or according to the Rashba, conceivably, from the fact that you sometimes have to make two different brachos on wine, first the wine that's balishdos, and then again on balishdos, that we don't go basar tchila sachila. Now, what would the Ritva do with the raya about wine? In other words, the Rashba brought a raya from wine that you should be, the Rashba brought a raya from wine that you see that if you change styles of eating, then you need a second bracha, even though it's the same food. So how would the Ritva respond to that? Because the Ritva said we also always go basar tchila sachila. So the Ritva addresses this, and the Ritva writes, V'kasha lecha mehade amrinan v'yayin. It's not a raya. Why? Yesh lahashiv delo dami shayayin haba b'socha suda mitoch shehu balishros inyano keachila afal gav devadai mitoch shehu mashke chalok umipas ulahachilo mifter ba v'ta'un bracha la'atzmo k'daminan b'samoch d'yayin kovei bracha la'atzmo hasam le'inyan achila hu d'chashiv shtia d'lav lefturei bei mitoch shehu mashke v'zeh maichol. Aval mikol makom l'inyan shtia d'alma shtia d'betoch ha'mazon achila gemurhi shehu ba lishros l'tzarch achila hi. So his answer is what we said before, that the Ritva holds that that's like ochel and mashke. That's much more extreme than peros that are eaten first b'taras main course and then b'taras dessert, right? So now the question is, it's very unclear, what would the Ritva say about Pasa Baba Kisnin? Would the Ritva say that Pasa Baba Kisnin is the same type of thing as yayin, in which case, just like there, it needs two brachos. So to pasav abakisna will need two brachos. So if you started off and made a mizonos and then you're going to have another 10, you should make amotzi now. Or will we say, no, it's more like the case of peros, where we always go baser the haschala. And since the haschala was mizonos, you don't have to make a new bracha. So it's not clear. It's not clear. But the Ritva brings the following raya, which might be a good raya. The Ritva says, how do I know that, let's say again, when you have peros, and originally you're eating the peros as a main course, and then you have peros for dessert, you don't need to make a new bracha. So he brings a very interesting raya. The raya gemurahu, mehai de'aminan lekaman de'bayilon b'shachach lelobirech lefanav im gomer sudaso below bracha. There was an interesting shayla. I start off eating, I forget to make a bracha, ivei. So should I continue eating without a bracha, or should I make a bracha now? So the Gemara says, are you crazy? Just because you started doing a bad thing, should you do more of a bad thing? So there's a havamina that since I already got hana from it, maybe I don't have to make a new bracha on it at all. So the Gemara eventually says, no, you do have to make a bracha. But over here, he says, since my initial achila was beheter, so for sure, any subsequent achila should also be heter, right? Since I started eating this beheter, I could continue eating it. So, but again, he agrees that wine is an exception because one is ocho, one is mashka. So the question remains still a bit unclear. The question is, how do I look at the pasuk b'kisnin case? If I really, really, really look at pasuk b'kisnin as two foods, they're as unlike, they're as dissimilar as mashka and ocho, so then maybe you would need a new racha now. On the other hand, if you see it more like peros, then really we should say exactly what the Ritva says over here, which is that once you start eating a food beheter, you could continue eating it beheter and it doesn't change. So bekitzer, let's go back to the shiloh. So what do you do in this case? So it's not clear. It's not clear, I think. You could make an argument that according to the Rashban Ritva, you certainly, according to the Rashban Ritva, that once you make a bracha at the beginning, even if you're going to have 10 more, you're pater. You could also make an argument that according to the Rashba, that since these are two different foods, even if you're going to have 6 more, you should make a bracha. And it's also conceivable that you would have the middle view of the Mishnah Berurah. It's hard to tell. So maybe there are more. Yeah, Yosef.
How is Rebbe showing that maybe there's a thought to say in the Ritva that he understands possibly because to be more similar to Peros? Meaning Rebbe was saying from the Raya that he brings.
The Ritva, yeah. The reason why would you think it's more similar to Peros? It should be more similar to the case of Yayin, right? That's what you're saying.
Meaning, everyone say the raya that the Ritva brings about shachach v'loy birich v'fanov maybe mm-hmm. shows that it's more similar to peros than yayin. Is that?
No, I was just saying that you see that the Ritva holds that proves that anytime the tchilas achila was beheter, it continues to be pater. And maybe the only exception is wine, because there it's a more extreme difference because it's ochel and mashka, right? But at the same time, maybe we won't say that because maybe we'll say that pasuk b'kisnin is exactly like yayin in that it's like we said before, it's two different foods. Two different foods is the same thing as ochel and mashka. So we won't say this idea that since you started eating it beheter, you should continue. So I think it's hard to know. Maybe that's why, I don't know, maybe that's why the Mishnah Brura didn't bring raios from the Rishonim in terms of these questions. Okay. Now, one other ha'ara about how we look at Pasah B'Kisnin. In other words, what is it? Is it food? Is it bread? Is it mizonos? So maybe this emerges from Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita back on Nun Aleph on the base by Rav Shesha says something very interesting. According to Rashi, we're talking about over there. Remember, Rav Shesha says there's no such thing that has a bracha rishon and no bracha achron except for Pasah B'Kisnin. According to Rashi, we're talking about achar birkas hamazon. And they used to eat davar muat, umitov shenosin batavon harbe, umachal muat, lo hetinua bracha achas mein shalosh. Mididave pas orez. That's what Rashi says. And in other words, pas orez is a bari nefashos, besof. In other words, when it says it needs a brach at the beginning, no brach at the end, it means it's referring to bari nefashos. As we've seen earlier, bari nefashos sometimes referred as a non-bracha. So, a pas b'kisnin, the bracha chrona is a bari nefashos. That's what Rashi says. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like this. He quotes Rashi, and he asks some questions on Rashi. First of all, if it requires a bori nefashos, how could you say that's considered enton brach acharav? Now, I don't know if that's the strongest question in the world, because we did find earlier that sometimes we refer to bori nefashos in that way. Fine. But then he asks more kashas. The proper bracha is a bray nefashos in this case. What about that? They also have a mizonos bar nefashos. So why? What do you mean? The only exception is Pasah B'Kisnin. So again, maybe Rashi would say, "Yeah, who didn't?" But therefore, the Rabbeinu Yonah, after asking these questions on Rashi, writes, "Valkenir kemosh pirish rach the Pasah B'Kisnin ratzalomar abba B'Kisnin." Sheos habab kisin, sheosin min ha'isa kemo kis, umachnisin befnim shkedim udvash umine mesika. So they make these kisin, and they put in it shkedim dvash and mesika. Adkan Rabbeinu Yonah. So what's the pshat in alkein nira kirach? In other words, how does learning like the Rach solve these problems, right? Maybe Rashi's right, but we're talking about in the middle of the meal, right? The fact that he changed what Pasah B'Kisnin is doesn't solve the problems. Really, his problems were from the fact that Rashi said you make a bari nefashos, and the problems are solved by saying we're in the middle of the meal, and therefore, when it says doesn't need a brach l'acharav, means literally no brach l'acharav because it's covered by the hamotzi, right? So what it sounds like is that the reason why Rashi didn't want to say we're talking about literally the middle of the meal is because then Rashi held for sure the pas will pater it. Because Rashi sees Pasah B'Kisnin the way he sees what Pasah B'Kisnin is as a type of bread. Right? It is bread. And therefore, of course, it's covered by the pas. And once Rabbeinu Yonah said, no, we learn like the Rach, that it's actually not pas, it's mesikos. So then, memela, we could be talking about the middle of the meal. And once we're talking about the middle of the meal, then it's easy enough to say that it doesn't need a brach achron at all. So be'etzem, the machlokas here is whether Pasah B'Kisnin is fundamentally bread. That seems to be Rashi Shita, in which case, al karchach, you have to say it's talking about after the meal and have this big chiddush that it's a bari nefashos. Or it's batz and mesikos, in which case you could say it's still in the middle of the meal and gets its own bracha. Oh. Now, so let's try to understand Rashi then. Okay, so if Rashi holds that be'etzem this is pas, right? So then why is it a mizonos? Pashos, right? In other words, what are we saying according to Rashi? Fundamentally, this is type of pas, and therefore would always be covered by the motzi. So therefore, why? Now I have a different kashas. No, so why is it mizonos, and why is it bar nefashos? So the answer to this question, I think, could be found in a fascinating Maharach or Zerua. Simen Lamed Ches. Maharach or Zerua has the following shaila. He's discussing what bracha do you make on garine peros. Let's say, pumpkin seeds or things like that, where edible seeds. So he quotes that the Riz Lion says you make a haitz, but the Maharach or Zerua says, you know what I think? I think that it depends. If you're eating them l'shem mituk, so then it's shahakol. But if you're eating them l'shem achila, then it's haetz. Interesting idea. And he says, I'll bring you a raya. Sharei afilu pas hamitubeles betavlin harbe v'regilin l'ochlo l'mituk. Kasav Avi Moizal, Kesheno Ochla Lashem Ravon, Elashem Mituk, Betchila, Mivarch Barim, name is Onos, Ulacharav, Bore Nefashos Rapos. Avi Moiz, that's the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah used to say that if you have this pas on the tubalis betavlin harbe, so it depends how you're eating it, right? If you're eating it Lashem Ravon, Hamotzi, if you're eating it Lashem Mituk, Mizonos. So too, these seeds, if you're eating them l'shem ra'avon ha'etz, if you're eating them l'shem mituk, shahakol. So what's he saying? He seems to be saying that pas of abakistin is pas, but if you eat it in a mishona dika way, so then there's a downgrade. And he says it's a downgrade in terms of bracha rishona, goes from hamotzi to mizonos, and he also says there's a downgrade in terms of bracha achrona. Namely, it goes from benching, it goes from ala mechia to bar nefashos. That's how Rashi seems to learn as well, right? Now, there's Marcos that says, what's the reason why Pasabab Kistin is mizonos bar nefashos? Because you're eating it in a mishonadika way. You're eating it l'shem mituk, not l'shem ochal. So, and in fact, the Marcos himself wonders about his father. He says, if that's really right, then why do we even make a mizonos on this pas mitubalis? Maybe we should make a shakol. In other words, who says it's downgraded from mizonos from emotzi to mizonos? Maybe it should be downgraded all the way down to shakol, just like the bracha achrona is a bar nefashos. So one way or the other, that is the shita of the Maharach or Zeruah. So this might be very similar to what we're saying for Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, it is pas, but the ikar achilas pas is l'shem svia, v'lo l'shem mituk. So if you have a pas that's eaten l'shem mituk, now if it's regular bread l'shem mituk, we would still say it's hamotzi, but l'daitu etzel kol adam. But if it's a type of pas that is normally eaten for mituk, so because you're eating it in this downgraded state, So then it's mizonos and even bar nefashos. I guess this is very similar to the other tzad we had at the very beginning of this year today. We said, according to the Rashi Rit Rabbeinu Yonah, it's two different foods. And according to the Ravid, maybe it's one food, two different brachos. So I think what we're saying now is according to Rashi also, it's one food, two different brachos. Okay. Running out of time, and there's a lot more to do. I'm just make one ha'ara now, k'tzara, and then I'll skip everything else I was going to say till the next point. So we talked about the shaila. We know that if you have pasabab kisnin as a suda, it's hamotzi. If it's pachos mishir via suda, so then it is a mizonos. So the shibuli aleket is the following shaila. The shibuli aleket quotes from Rabbi Vigdor, Kohen Tzedek Zatzal, that Kikviya Suda Hamura be Kubadara, the Lachmanios, who passed by Bakisnin, who Suda Saboker Varev. What's a Suda? Suda's Boker Erev, right? A real meal. Lafuki Yachalhu Lakrai be Alma. As opposed to, if it's a snack, Mivarchalai Brahmin Mizonos. In other words, and there's also the agur, meaning to say, if you have a shir kfiya suda, but as a snack, what bracha is it? Mizonos. And the Beis Yosef says, this is wrong. This is the Beis Yosef of Samaches, Velesa, Ela Bein Sudas Erev, Voker, Bein Sudas Arai, Im Achal Shir Shebne Adam Kovin Alav, Mikri Kvios Vilolo. The only factor that we look at is the amount you eat, not the time. Now, at first glance, the Shita of Rabbi Avigdor is very strange. Just because you ate it in the middle of the afternoon, I ate it at like 2 p.m. or at, so that changes the bracha. So I think the pshat is that Rabbi Avigdor means a snack. In other words, let's say in the olden days, the people would eat two meals a day, right? One meal at 10 a.m. and one meal at 6 p.m. So if, you know, you skipped breakfast and you ended up eating breakfast, you know, at 11 or 12, so then Avada, he would agree you may come otzi, right? It's just a late lunch. But what I think he means is that if you eat it as you ate breakfast, in other words, you ate your meal at 10 o'clock and you ate your, and you're going to eat meal your dinner at 6 o'clock, and now you have a snack, but your snack is the size of a meal. But it's still begat or a snack. How do I know it's a snack? Because I already ate the main meals, right? So it's a snack, right? It's not a meal. It's not just like this is a late lunch. But this is actually a snack because it's a snack because I ate the other two meals. So Memela, that's where Avigdor says that this size or amount is not the only factor in determining kvias. Okay. That's an interesting hara. Okay. Really, what I wanted to do today, I'm going to skip all the other Pasababakistan and Sugya stuff, because I wanted to start the next Sugya, which is Siluk and Hesach Hadas. In other words, how do we know, the Sugya Mem Beis Med Aleph, towards the bottom, how do we determine the conclusion of a meal? And what are the nafkaminas? So the Gemara says, Gamar, if it's asr lachol. And Rashi says, what does that mean? You're chayev levarach berkas hamazon. The Gemara originally thought it was only siluk, is mechayev berkas hamazon. And then the Gemara concludes, no, it's my machronim. So what's the reason why? In other words, what's the reason why you have to make a berkas hamazon? Let's say in Havamina that it's siluk, right? What's the reason why you have to make a berkas hamazon? So Rashi says, because of Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas. Now, if you take a look at Psachim, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, we have a similar thing. Kevan de Amrisu Havlan v'Navreich Itzera L'chul Mishti Mai Taima Deschizu Da'ataychu. So there, the Gemara actually even says Hesach Hadas. Rashi explains, Kevan de Amrisu Hav v'Nivreich Pirkas Hamazon Ein Aschisu Da'ataychu Mishtia V'Aser L'Mishti Ad La'achar Pirkas Hamazon Alma Pirkas Hamazon Asuchi Da'itahu V'Tzarech L'Achzor L'Varich. So, first of all, Rashi is l'shitaso in both senses. Rashi in Psachim also says it's because of Hesach Hadas, and also Rashi in Psachim says you actually have to bench. In other words, it's not enough to just make a bracha rishona. In other words, let's just clarify this point. There's a shaila, there's two ways to read our Gemara, right? Let's say in the first step of the Gemara that we say it's siluk. So siluk, it's asur to eat. Does that mean it's asur to eat until you make a new bracha rishona? Or does it mean it's also to eat until you bench, and then if you want to eat more, you'll make a new bracha mishon after benching? So that's one question, to which Rashi answers it means, no, you have to make birkas hamazon, and then if you want afterwards, you could eat. But you shouldn't make a new bracha mishon now anymore. That's shaila number one. Shaila number two is, why is that? And Rashi tells you it's because of Hesach Hadas. Agav, there's a Rashi in Chulin that says otherwise. The Gra thinks he was Choser. Anyway, So the question is, I understand why Hesach Hadas would be Mechayv a new bracha Rishona, but why should Hesach Hadas be Mechayv a bracha Achrona? Right? You understand the kasha? Hesach Hadas, of course, means a new bracha Rishona. The whole idea of Hesach Hadas is that my bracha expires when I don't want to eat anymore. I'm eating, I'm drinking. Then I say, you know what, I'm done. Hesach Hadas, no more eating, no more drinking. So now, if I change my mind, I want to have more. I need to make a new bracha Rishona. That makes a lot of sense. But why does Rashi say no? Not only does Hesach Hadas require a new bracha Rishona, it even requires me to make a bracha Achrona. In other words, I first have to make a bracha Achrona, and then if I want to drink more or eat more, I could have to bench. That's the Shaila. So, that's not clear. Now, if you look at the Ritva, the Rashba, they both bring from a Ravid that says a different pshat. They also learn that it means you have to bench. In other words, it's not enough to make a new bracha Rishon, you actually have to bench. But they give a different explanation. The Kevan Shekavu Labirkas HaMazon, let's say if you said Havlan V'Nivrech, you were Kovei Labirkas HaMazon. Chayev Levarich Birkas HaMazon Tchila. Right? Okay. So that I could understand. The idea is that when you makabel alatzmo levarech, so it's chutzpah not to actually bench. What kind of business is this to invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay, havlan v'nivrech, now we're going to bless Hashem. Nah, let's eat and drink some more. That's not appropriate. Maybe it's like ein ma'avir na l'mitzvos. But what's the pshat in Rashi? Because according to Rashi, all there was Hesach Hadas, right? So why should Hesach Hadas? I understand why Hesach Hadas again requires a new bracha Rishona, but why should Hesach Hadas make a new bracha Achrona? So l'chor the pshat is maybe that Hesach Hadas means that you're done eating. If you're done eating, then you're chayev in Birkas HaMazon or bracha Achrona, and memela it's not right to pass that over and do something else like eat more. Maybe it's in Merv Minol HaMitzvos, maybe it's even a Bittul Mitzvah that relates to the famous Machlokas Rambam Ravid by Mila. In other words, when am I Chayv in Birkas HaMazon? I'll say it this way. Right? When is a person Chayv in Birkas HaMazon? Well, we know, okay, Shir Sviya, right? That's Deraisa. Shir Sviya is Chayv in Birkas HaMazon. Great, beautiful. So Shir Sviya. But I don't understand. So I'm in the middle of eating and now I'm full. And I keep on eating. I'm chayv in Birkas HaMazon then? So the pashtus says, no, when are you chayv in Birkas HaMazon? When you decide you're done, right? When I decide I'm finished eating. So what is that? That's nimlach. That's Hesach Hadas. When I decide I'm done, that's when I'm chayv in Birkas HaMazon. And at that point, then to decide, oh, no, I'm not going to bench, I need some more. That's usher. That's, again, whether you say it out in Rabbi Nol Mitzvos or Bittul Mitzvah or the like. So that's the pshat in Rashi. It's not just like the Ravid says, because you were mekabel upon yourself to bench. The Torah was mechayev you to bench now because you decided you're done. So again, b'kitzur, so far we have two different mahalchim, right? Well, we have one mahalich with two different explanations. The first mahalich is that siluk or all these things, you're chayev to bench, right? And you're not allowed to even make a new bracha rishon anymore. And then we have two possibilities why. Either is because you're mekabel alatzmo levarich, or because you're actually chayev in Birkas HaMazon. Fine. Now all this, now there's also actually, as you mentioned, another machlokas between Rashi and Ritva, which is what does salik mean in a Gemara? Salik, Rashi says, means to be mesalik ha'ochal. The Ritva says it means silka shulchan dafka. Could be Rashi's l'shitaso, that since it's tal and hes chadas, all you need is silka ochal. Could be that the Ritva would agree that silka ochal might be mechayev a new bracha rishona. In other words, if you misalik the ochal and then you say, no, you know, bring it back, let's have more, you would need a new bracha rishona. He just says that's not going to be chayev Birkas HaMazon, because the only thing that's going to be chayev Birkas HaMazon is kibbal atzma levarich. Oh. Now, so we mentioned two possibilities. Could be that there's a third possibility, that since Hisiach Daito, so then it's like its due sudos. Right? Since it's a siach daito, it's like its two sudos. Now, and therefore, we have an interesting question. What's the halacha? Can one bracha achrona pater two sudos or no? So here, we have an interesting shita in the Rambam by Shinoi Makom. The Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, by Shinoi Makom, there's a machlokas, what's the din? But the Gemara at one point says, Kishen Yotzin, Tunin Bracha L'Mafreo, Kishen Chosin, Tunin Bracha L'Chatchila. They're leaving, they're planning to come back. When they leave, they should make a bracha chrona. When they come back, they should make a bracha chrona. So Tosus over there in Pesachim asks that Shinoi Makom, he thinks, is like Hesach Hadas. So I understand why you need a new bracha rishona. But why should you need a new? Why should you need to make a new bracha achrona? So, and then he says, "Well, it should be like havlan v'nivrech." But he thinks actually no, havlan v'nivrech means that you can't eat more without a new bracha rishona. And here too, all you should need is a new bracha rishona. It says, "Yeah, you're right. The only reason why, in the case of Shinoi Makom, we say you should make a bracha achrona is because maybe you'll forget to come back. Right? Maybe you'll stay out for a long time." In other words, let's say I go ahead and I'm in the middle of eating in my house, and then somebody calls me to go outside. So technically speaking, it would be fine to go outside, come back and make a new bracha and finish eating my meal, right? I don't have to make a bracha chona before I leave. But the problem is that if I do that, I might forget. I might stay out longer. And therefore, I need to make a bracha chona before I leave and a new bracha chona before I come back. That's the shita of Taisus. And it's consistent with the shita over here, as we'll see in a moment. The Rambam, though, disagrees over there. The Rambam, Perk Dalet Halacha Gimel, says, Hayaholech mi bias le bias. Fine. Tzarech levarech le mafreya al masha achal. The chosim revarech betchila shamotzi vacha kachig marasudas. So let's say I made a Shinoi Makom, right? I should have really made a bracha chona before I left, but I didn't. I left. Now I'm coming back and want to eat more. So what do? I make a bracha chona and then a bracha rishona, one right after the other. Even though I'm eating the same food as before. Bracha chona, bracha rishona. Why is that? According to Tosis, it's not necessary. Maybe I'll need a new bracha rishona, but I don't need a bracha chona and then a bracha rishona. Maybe the Rambam holds that since this is like it's two different meals, so therefore two different meals needs two different brachas achronos. And a bracha chona for meal A is not pottered by the bracha chona on meal B. And that's why you need two different brachos. So that could be a third reason why we would say that conceivably, if there's hesach hadas, you need only not only a new bracha rishona, but even a bracha achrona. Now, we'll have to see if anybody actually says that, but that's conceivably a possibility. So let's go back to Tosfos and Arshita. So Tosfos and Arshita is Lashitasan and Pesachim as well. And they hold that it's Talian hesach hadas. And moreover, they hold that really it's only a shaila of bracha rishona. In other words, if you have, let's say, siluk, you need to make a new bracha rishona, but you don't need to make a bracha achrona. Tosa says it's membeis medalef diba maschal reb zera. It's mutter to make a new bracha rishona and eat more. That's at least what the Eilam says. It's interesting, ha'ara agav. That we what Eilam? Maksham ha'ilam, the Velt, same Yiddish also. The Yeshiva Shevelt, it's also a Velt. It's an interesting idea for another time.
Rabbi Beshevskin spoke about it during the interview with what's the Irish Shlomo.
Okay, good. Okay. So anyway, Mamisha on our sugya. So that's what Tosis writes. Now Tosis mem beis mit aleph. Later on in the Sugya, Dimaschal Tekef writes that after my machronim, and he says the same thing as after havlan v'nivrach, it's aser to eat until you make a bracha. Now, l'chora, that means a new bracha rishona, right, based off of what he said in Tosfos Dimaschal Reb Zera. So then it comes out that according to Tosfos, that after siluk halachem, before havlan v'nivrach, or before my machronim is not machayiv even a bracha rishona, right? But after Mayim Achronim, you need to make a new bracha rishona if you decide to eat more after Mayim Achronim. Now, so that's what Tosfos seems to hold, right? Agreed? Yeah?
Why wouldn't we just say he's holding by what he said earlier? I mean, he just explained it right above what Usher meant. And now he's running with that shot. The Usher means just bracha rishona, not bracha.
Exactly. I agree. That's exactly what I said. I mean, in other words, but the maskana siluk is nothing, right? Because it's only my machronim. So if you're misalik asalachem, what's the din? You won't even need to make a new bracha rishona. That's what you said, Yosef, right?
I mean, havlan would, when we say
havlan, he says it's like my machronim, but let's say you have siluk.
Right?
So let's say you just had siluk ha-shulchan. So what would the din be?
Meaning nothing. You could keep going.
Right. Because what's the problem with that? And it's against Rav Papa. Remember, according to Rav Papa, if you're misalek as a lechem, then you do need to make a bracha rishona. Tosfos earlier said that's the way we paskin on Aleph on the base. In other words, there's a stira. You hear this, Dira? The Pnei Yeshua asked this kasha, and he says that what Tosfos writes in Dibur Maschil Tekef is not going according to the Eilam. It's saying, Taka, you need Birkas Amazon. Take a look also. You can look at the Tosfos Rashi and the Sir Leon. Anyway, either way, the truth is, it's Tzarch Ion. How could we prove from Tekef against Siluk HaShulchan, right? The Gemara says initially it's going to be Siluk, right? And then the Gemara says, oh, you know what? It's not true. That less Siluk HaShulchan, rather, because we say Tekef L'Netila Bracha. So what? Maybe there's a halacha that Tekef L'Netila Bracha, and at the same time, when you're Siluk HaShulchan, you need to make a new bracha, right? What's the stira? Maybe the opinion that says Siluk also holds that there's a halacha in my machronim that taketh l'netila bracha. That's a din of my machronim. That you should be masik between the netilas my machronim and the bracha. Where's the contradiction? How do we prove from the fact that we say shalst kifos hein taketh l'netila bracha against what we said before, that Siluk is machayv bracha? Sesach adas. So if you hold that it's like Kabbalah lebracha, like that Raifit, then I understand a little bit more, right? Because that's why it has to be Tekef. So there's a Hira. See, L'chora. Or you have to say that Tekef L'Netila Bracha is not a din in my machronim. Rather, since you're mekabel to bench, it's usher to be mafsek. And if you think Siluk HaShulchan is also a Kabbalah L'Bracha, so then you'd have to say Tekef L'Siluk Bracha. Nobody ever said that. Nobody ever said Tekef L'Siluk Bracha. So you see that netila is a kabbalah levarich, but not siluk. Fine. Anyway, one way or the other, lemaskana. So what do we say? No tel yadav chayv levarich, right? And the Rashba says also havlan v'nivrech. Okay, that's the Rashba, and he says something very interesting. He says kol shekein hu, because kabbalah lebeferish levruchai. As the Rashba says lemaskana like this: if my machronim, so you have to be mevarech, so kavachomer havlan v'nivrech. It's even more of a kabbalah bracha. That's what the Rashba says. So at the end of the day, according to the Rashba, what's the din? Havlan v'nivrech or my machronim, you have to bench. Fine. But the Rif and Psachim and the Ritva disagree. They hold dafka my machronim is chayv levarech berkas hamazon, but havlan v'nivrech not. Now, what's that all about? right? It's mamish the svar afucha, the Rashba. The Rashba says, if kibel alav leva, if my machronim kavachomer hamlan v'nivrech, and the ritva and the rif say fakert, they say dafka my machronim but not hamlan v'nivrech. So you have to say that they hold that my machronim is actually a chelak in hachana for birkas hamazon, like the Yerushalmi quote, su yadechem kodesh. So even though Havlan v'nivrech is certainly hesach hadas, there's no doubt Havlan v'nivrech is hesach hadas. If you want to eat more after Havlan v'nivrech, at least if you're the Baal Bayis, not if you're a guest, but if you're the Baal Bayis, then avadi nimeku bracha.
Tell me about my Rishonim.
No, just take shalosh tkifos, and it gives a pasuk for each, and it says zu yedechem kodesh.
No, in Yerushalmi, Maim Rishonim.
What does Yerushalmi say?
Yerushalmi says that if take a mitzvah yadayim bracha whatever, and it says that you're not the satan is not going to contact you during the suda. Here that it's talking about Maim Rishonim. The Rush has a different gear, so where he said it's going to be nizuk during the suda. So. That statement could only be relevant if we're dealing with Maim Rishonim.
I think that's about, no?
No, look, Vim Tomar, I'm reading the Ritva on page Resh Pei Gimel. Vim Tomar, Amaylo Chashivar Bet Kifos. Why does it say there's only three? There's a fourth. Why? Da'ika Da'aka Achriti Da'ainu Tekef Lanatila Suda Kebesila. Right? In other words, that you can't be mafsik between the Maim Rishonim, right, and eating. Right? That's his kasha. V'yesh lomar, d'lomani elahani d'alfina lumi krai. The only that we mentioned, the ones that are explicitly stated, Yerushalmi, hekef l'smicha shchita, d'chsev v'samach yada v'samach lei v'shach. Hekef l'gula tfila, d'chsev v'ashan tzuri v'ra'oli. So
the
Ritva is clearly saying that why do we say only my machronim and not my rishonim? Because there's a pasuk for my machronim and there's no pasuk for my rishonim. What is that pasuk? The Dechon Kodesh, who brings the Rishonim to prove that. So at the very least, the Ritva is learning the Rishonim talking about my machronim.
I posted the Yerushalmi and the Beis Yosef. The Yerushalmi says, "Only should token when it tells that I'm bracha ina satan the patrik beusa suda." Says the Beis Yosef, "We mashu be token Yerushalmi that he taken when it tells mashu that my rishonim kashim b'tahasam a token bracha when it tells."
I hear your deal. I hear your deal. I hear the Beis Yosef's deal. But my sense again,
different gear, sub.
Right. I don't know what to say. I hear what you're saying, Lisa. The Ritva writes, and that's what we're trying to explain, the Ritva Shita, that it's going by Bracha Rishonim. Adam, I'm just going to mute you. You can unmute if you want. So the Ritva holds, we're talking about Bracha of Maim Rishonim. So the Pshat is, in the Ritva, we're talking about Maim Achronim, what is the Ritva? The Pshat is that Maim Achronim is not just a decision, let's bench. Maim Achronim is already part of the benching process, right? So Havlan v'nivrech is hesach hadas, means I'm done eating. I'm not going to say Havlan v'nivrech and eat some more without, and if I do it, I have to make a new bracha, right? As opposed to the Rashba. The Rashba probably just views Maim Achronim as, very practical thing. It's, you know, getting rid of the malphthonus or whatever it is. So Bekitzer, there are three shitos, right? Shitas Tosfos is that Havlan v'Nivrech and Mayim Achronim are the same thing. In both cases, it's just Hesach Hadas. It's usher to eat without a bracha. If you make a new bracha, you could eat more. According to the Rashba, it's also the same. In both cases, since you're Makabel Levarech, you have to bench. You can't eat more even with a bracha. And according to the Rif, Psachim Chafal from the Aleph, and the Ritva over here, Havlan v'Nivrech is Oser Achila, even b'bracha. Masha'en Kain, Mayim Achronim, sorry, Mayim Achronim is Oser Achila even with bracha, but Masha'en Kain, Havlan v'Nivrech. Havlan v'Nivrech is just going to be Hesach Hadas, right? But it's not going to be Aser, eating with a bracha. Okay, now really what I wanted to get to is Shitas HaRambam here, which is very, very fascinating. But I see it's already very late. So maybe Sunday we'll start with Shitas HaRambam on this question. We'll chazer maybe what we did, and we'll start with Shitas HaRambam on this question of how to define the end of the meal. So Sunday, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to work on Shitas HaRambam, about this whole shah. The Rambam sheet is very interesting. I assume you saw it. Perk Dalet, Halacha Zayin, and Ches, and then also in Perk Vav, where he talks about Mayim Achronim, a very radical and fascinating shita. Then maybe we'll also talk a little bit about the Magen Avraham shita. The Magen Avraham holds that Hesach Hadas is not just Mechayev, a new bracha rishona, like your bracha rishona expired, but he also holds your bracha achrona expired to some degree. Not Hesach Hadas, time delay. The reverse. Sorry. Time delay is not just expiration of the Mayim Bracha Chlona, but also the Bracha Rishona. So maybe we'll talk about that. Maybe not. I'm not sure. One way or the other, then we'll start the Mishnah, and we'll talk a little bit about Heseba and the role of Heseba, and under what circumstances do we say that one person could be and should be motzi everybody else, and under what circumstances do we say one person can't or shouldn't be motzi everybody else. So that's Be'ezus Hashem on Sunday, and thank you very much. Sorry for going a little long.